There are certain things that no doubt you're incredibly good at. You have certain gifts, certain motivations in your heart, certain things that you know that you can do better than just about anyone else. Sometimes, of course, we don't value those natural giftings enough because you live with your gifts and abilities 24/7. The easiest thing for you to do is to think to yourself, well, you know, my gift, my ability, it's nothing special. Not like that person over there. If only I could be like her. If only I could do the things that that guy over there can do. If only I could be as successful as them. Have you ever found yourself thinking those thoughts, making those comparisons? Sure you have. We all have. And at that point, you beat yourself over the head with your natural limitations. At that point, you look in the mirror and realize how far you fall short in certain areas. With me, it was my lack of pastoral gifting. Hey, I'm supposed to be a minister. I'm supposed to care for people, and I do, incredibly so. But it seems that I don't have a pastoral bone in my body. There's no gifting. There's no anointing there. Not like my good friend Greg, who just seems to be an absolute natural at it. Do you see how easy it is to fall into those comparisons? Have a listen to God's take on all of this. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we're members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The bit that leaps out there for me is the bit that says we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. So by God's sovereign choice, he made you and me differently with different purposes in mind. Just as my nose has a different function to my big toe. Without my nose, I couldn't smell or taste. Without my big toe, I probably wouldn't be able to stand up and balance and walk properly. Totally different, but equally important. Here's what I think. In our process of growing up, of maturing in Christ, one of the most important things of all is celebrating the gifts that God's given us and equally being completely comfortable with the gifts that he hasn't given us. God made you who you are. That was his sovereign choice. And he wants you to be completely delighted both with who you are and who you aren't. That's God's word, fresh for you today.